pot is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes a blind commissioner. They got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Takes one and no one, she smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And come Romeo, he's moaning, he belonged to me, I believe. Someone turns and says, you're in the wrong room, my friend, you better hurry up and leave. And the only sound that's left is gold. It's Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars are beginning to hide. The fortune telling lady is even taking all the things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everyone is either making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dancing, he's getting ready for the show. Keeps his world inside of a leather cup. All his sexless patience, they're trying to blow it up. There was no some local loser. She's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the constant read. Have mercy on his soul. They all play on a penny whistle. You can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough, the desolation goes. Across the street they nail the curtain. They're getting ready for the feast. The phantom. In the perfect image of a priest. There's moonbeam and Casanova. They're getting to feel more assured. And they're killing with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the phantom shouting to sweet girls, get out of here, you don't know. Casanova, he's just being punished. All gone in desolation. We'll be right back.
and a superhuman crew. And we're hunting around of everyone who knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go just to see that no one is escaping. I received your letter yesterday at the time the doorknob broke. When you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. But now I can't read too good. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you will.